Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It is already Wednesday, the 31st day of October, 2007, All Hallows Eve, Halloween, Samhain, the big harvest human sacrifice night all over ancient, primitive, Stone Age, and up until just the last 1,000 years, Europe. And it has now become the most popular holiday next to Christmas. And people who've been kidnapped in the last few weeks across the country will be murdered tonight. We'll be kept very quiet in the back of the news because of our loving government that runs everything, likes to keep that type of fun knowledge from everyone. But I thought I would just open up with that interesting news on the whole anthropology side of the situation. The dollar plunged again yesterday to all-time record lows. It's nudging up to 1.45 to the euro, with the euro opening at 80 cents to the dollar 7 years ago. That is a 65% drop. And the media is just now starting to talk about the dollar in trouble, and could it be in the trouble, and might it be in trouble someday? That's like if someone just shot you four times in the chest with a .357 Magnum at close range, and then the media says that you might be in danger of getting a gunshot wound. Dollar likely to drop no matter what the Fed does. The question is, will they cut interest rates, which will boost the stock market but plunge the dollar further? Will there be a half a basis point cut, 500 point cut? Will there be a 250 basis point cut? Or will there be no cut at all? Is the Fed trying to, quote, hold back so they can act like they're our saviors when they are the progenitors of everything that's happening economically right now till later? Because the real sliding starts next year. And most of the real forecasters and actual government publications and industry publications, not the stuff you even read in the Wall Street Journal kind of for outward consumption, said that by the middle of 2008, we're talking red-level emergency. We're talking depression-level crises. But the elite openly are stating in the Financial Times of London and other publications that they've been trying to reposition their wealth for 2 years, trying to hold the economy up until they've got their wealth positioned. They've got so much of it, it's quite a job. And they're trying to find safe havens before they completely pull the rug out by design, pose as saviors again, and just absolutely shear this country to the bloody bone. So we will be going over those new developments. Dollar likely to drop no matter what the Fed does. This is from Market Watch. Economy strength raises doubts about rate cut. Meanwhile, the polls are being fed that the economy has never been stronger. Oil jumps to above $93. They claim on surprise inventory decline. Yeah, it's not because the dollar dropped again. It's because a barracuda bit one of the oil rig cables. Yeah, and there was a stone dropped off of the top of a refinery that hit a turtle on the head. Just whatever nonsense you want to make up, that's it. Ron Paul's presidential odds drastically slashed as he surged forward. They claim they know how the fires got started now. Even USA Today admits that the estrogen leaching out of the plastics is totally frying our physiology. It's all coming up. Massive transmission today. And Ms. Jackson was found guilty.
It is a big idea. A new world order. Except in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sherry Jackson found guilty of all four counts. We talked to her yesterday, and I think she's a little upset right now to even come on the show. But anyone who was at the kangaroo trial and anyone that would like to comment on that when we open the phones up, I would like to hear from you on that. She was the veteran IRS criminal investigator that looked into the law and found out that the District of Columbia did take over after the Civil War. A group of lawyers working for the central banks, this is all mainstream history, by the way, just created the District of Columbia Incorporated, and they started switching all the federal assets over into that and then expanding federal operations. It's like the state police were all federally chartered and set up by the feds after they declared the War Powers Act of 33. Between 33 and 37, they were all set up, the states that existed at that time. And you would tell the average state police officer that they are a federally chartered police force out of a private corporation in the District of Columbia. They're like the general public who doesn't even know where the U.S. is on a map, most of them. They don't know what the District of Columbia is. Just a few hundred square miles up there in Virginia, straddling Virginia and Maryland on the Potomac. People don't know what fractional reserve banking is, that the rulers of the earth took over in the last couple hundred years because they learned how to issue credit on gold receipts. People would deposit their gold And the banks would sometimes loan out 50, 60, 70, 80, 100, 200 times in receipts or in checks, in script, in notes, and that they could end up using the notes they issued themselves, those private banking houses, to buy up real property and get other people in debt. Well, everyone's waiting with bated breath for the Federal Reserve to come out today and say they're going to cut rates further, how much they're going to cut them, or they're going to leave them the same, and we all hear the Fed. I could start a business called, you know, Federal Cleaners. It wouldn't be federal. Come there to get your shirts laundered. I could start something called Federal Express or FedEx. It's not federal. In fact, if you look at the white pages, there are hundreds of things called federal. Hundreds of banks that call themselves federal. Federal savings, federal money market, federal this, federal that. It's not federal. By the way, the Federal Reserve, if you have one of their branches in your city, there's 12 branches and some sub-offices, it'll be in the white pages in the private business section. I know most Americans know that. In fact, it's even admitted by mainstream television now, but they just kind of, okay, it's private, big deal. At least the president recommends who their chairman is. Yeah, you got this whole big board that makes all the decision of private bankers, but then the president gets to appoint and have some oversight on the chairman who can break tie votes. Ooh, wow, man. And that banker who is made the chairman always comes right out of the nest of the Federal Reserve to begin with. And they are raping this country. They are, by design, destroying the dollar so that they can come in with their foreign assets and buy up what's left of the infrastructure that they don't already own, and they own the majority of it, over 80%. And so Sherry Jackson finds out about it. She finds out about it. And they call her in and say, you've been going around the country teaching people you don't have to pay the federal tax to the private Federal Reserve. Now, Joe Bannister, Treasury agent, criminal division assigned to the IRS, he was found not guilty in San Francisco. She was found guilty. And this particular article here says, I'm sick at heart for Sherry and all who are there and across the country working and praying for her, but it is my unhappy task to report to you that the jury, without taking time to give her a fair deliberation, has returned four guilty verdicts. The case went to jury at 4:15, and at 5:20, the news was bad. The jury found Sherry Jackson guilty of four counts of willful failure to file. Not one juror understood what they were deciding, not one. Yeah, and she was getting tried by mainly white jury. She's black. It's in the South. Goodbye, lady. That judge wouldn't let any of the evidence out, none of the laws out. Nine people just got found not guilty in Las Vegas because they were able to show the law and able to talk to the jury. But these guys just don't understand, folks. They don't understand. They think open borders is conservative. They think five-year-long wars that were supposed to last 6 months are good. They think Shiites are Sunnis. They think they don't know what fractional reserve banking is. They don't even know how basic banks work. They're lambs to the slaughter. And this lady had a good career at the IRS. She was making $80,000 a year or so, senior person there. She had a long way that she could move up. She was young, very intelligent, and it's over for her. Found guilty on four counts of willful failure to file. Now, of course, it used to say just a few years ago in the IRS packet that, well, now you don't have to violate your Fifth Amendment. You don't have to file this. But then they'd arrest you if you didn't. Since when? I mean, they can. A lot of you don't really know what's going on in the world, but you know Jack Bauer, your hero, tortures people to get answers. Because, see, they're not compelled to answer questions, at least not used to, before we had secret black site death camps. But see, we have something called a Fifth Amendment. I take the Fifth. But they tell you, hey, you don't waive that Fifth, and you don't send us data in and then swear that it's all correct when the tax laws 20,000 pages long and no one can figure it out, and Money Magazine can go out and get 50 different CPAs and they get 50 different answers. It doesn't matter. If we say you're not following it right, we're going to send you to prison. That's just the way it works. Well, she found out it was all an offshore scam and spoke out against it, and then the idiots will say, how are we going to run this country? How are we going to fight Al-Qaeda? Or the liberals will be, how are we going to help people? How are we going to fund welfare? How are we going to... How did we build that Capitol building and all those roads and everything we did until the mid-1950s? We didn't have an income tax until 1913. It was less than 1%. Only about 10% of the population paying it. Liable, they said. And then at the end of World War II, it was 2% for the whole public. And then it went up from there. It hasn't been more than 4 or 5% since about 1955. And now look at it. Some people are paying 40% federal tax bracket. 40%. You know, if you're making $1 million a year, you're paying 40%. But as soon as you start making 20, 30 million a year, drops down to a nice 20. See? And all these dumb liberals think it's the rich that are being made to pay these taxes. No, it's middle class. But you think rich is a millionaire when somebody who was worth $100,000 20 years ago would be called a millionaire today. A millionaire isn't a millionaire. A billionaire is more like what a millionaire was 50 years ago. And see, they'd already devalued the dollar down massively from what it was worth in 1913, but they just accelerated the loss the last couple of years. And now it's at turbo level, 1 cent a week on average dropping, red level, just absolute implosion. And the news is running around going, America's doing pretty darn good right now. Man, the economy grew at 3.9. That's ripping, dude. China's growing at like 12% a year on average. They're telling us 3.9 is ripping, as one commentator I heard say, when we're looking at least 13.6 compounded each year for inflation. So you're looking at a 9%+ drop just last year in your value. The index hasn't even been adjusted yet properly this year. It'll probably be more like, and then this is in mainline publications, 20%. When we hear about 2007's numbers, and we're talking about 30% devaluation, inflation coming up in 2008. And again, by the time the yuppies learn about this, they will have all these saviors on TV explaining who did it. And as we predicted years ago, it'll be some banker or broker. Oh, it's those poor people that cheated on their loans. They caused it all. They found her guilty on 4 counts of willful failure to file. Not one juror understood what they were deciding. Not one. Not one. They're like blind lambs to the slaughter. It's like taking a deaf, dumb, and blind sheep with no legs and throwing it in a pit with hungry wolves. That's the average American. They don't even know what terms mean, what government systems are, what separation of powers are, what due process is. They're just, what? I mean, literally, just, And I marvel at it. I marvel at it. Because it's not hard to figure out. Here's the good news. Ron Paul's presidential odds drastically slashed. Britain's biggest bookie has Texas congressman at 12-1. Vegas only has him at 3-1 right now in some books. To win White House, down from 66-1 odds. Ron Paul supporters having to raise $10 million cash infusion. State Department under fire over reported Blackwater immunity. I'm going to spend some time on this. Again, more on the Sherry Jackson trial, recounted by Court Observer. This is from TrailLogs.com, but their sites crashed, but I luckily printed it off. The declassified U.S. spying could top $50 billion in 2007. And let me tell you what the declassified spying is. It's billions going in their personal bank accounts and running slave brothels, okay? That's the operations. There's mafia with national security power and unlimited funding. Well, that's a recipe for freedom, isn't it? We are Change Minnesota on the O'Reilly Factor. UN Director General says food riots would not be a surprise globally. Mexican truckers say pilot program, nothing new. That's absolutely true. It's all coming up. You'll want to stay with us. I'm going to get into the news when we get back.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 31st, 2007, gold 786. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $809.88, $399.20 for half, $199.60 for quarter. That's $809.88, $399.20, $199.60. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies, the bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Trucking publications 6 years ago that tens of thousands of Mexican trucks were hauling loads all over the lower 48 and even into Canada and as far north as Alaska. And a couple years ago, I was on an airplane And I was watching this guy sit next to me with his laptop, and he was putting out trucking orders, and it was distribution centers all over the country. I was, you know, kind of looking over his shoulder, reading what he was doing, and I said, "Oh, you're in trucking?" He said, "Yeah, I manage a trucking company with a couple thousand trucks under us." And I said, "Oh, how many Mexican trucks out of Mexico you got?" And he goes, "Well, we're about 10% now, but," he said, "we're about to switch about halfway over. We're building big facilities in Texas and right across the border in Mexico and in northern Mexico by California." And I said, "Well, you know, they talk about letting the Mexican trucks in." He goes, "Yeah, we always laugh about that. It's a big joke. What do you mean the Mexican trucks are already here?" And it's the same thing with all these other issues. By the time you talk about a toll road, they'll deny that there's a toll road as they're building the toll road scanner booths in to existing roads. They'll deny everything until they already do it. This is their policy. They'll deny there's a national ID card. When Clinton signed the executive order in 1993, it's in my 1997 film, America Destroyed by Design, where I go into the DPS with 100 demonstrators and get arrested. I mean, I was just reading the executive order. I handed out 100 of them in there and was holding it up to the camera and giving you the executive order to standardize all the state driver's license for a national ID, and that was under international standardization. I mean, Texas was the first to do it, by the way, the first to implement. Then in 2000, they had a big UN summit in Australia and codified the global numbers. They were already pretty much standardized, but they had signed agreements to standardize it. So your state driver's license is really a global ID. And they've got us debating the real ID coming next year. I mean, it's just incredible. Well, here's the Associated Press today. Mexican truckers say pilot program nothing new. And it goes on, the American truckers, environmentalists, and politicians who are sounding the alarm about the potential dangers of allowing Mexican tractor trailers on U.S. interstate highways rarely mention an important fact. Hundreds of Mexican plated trucks already deliver cargo all over the United States and have done so for years. See, I don't make anything up. And by the way, when I was showing you all this in the past, I had articles. But 6 years ago when I first heard about this, I hadn't seen many Mexican trucks. Now I live 200 miles from the border. And you'll pull over at a truck stop, because that's the only gas station's out in the middle of nowhere, and there'll be 15, 20, 30, 40 trucks lined up, gassing up or sleeping. And I'm not kidding, half of them are Mexican plates. And my wife's like, "Get back in the car, we got to get home, the kids are asleep, they're going to wake up." And I'm like, trying to get the video camera out to shoot video of this just a few weeks ago. Because I end up shooting video everywhere we go. I just see evil billboards saying report illegal guns, and it shows a revolver all over Texas. People then think revolvers are illegal. Then the carpet cleaner's in your house and calls the cops on you because he sees a revolver in a case on the wall. That happened to me with a shotgun. They think shotguns are illegal. It's all brainwashing. It's just everywhere. So there you go. The trucks have already been here. And the point is, they can work for 20-30% of what American truckers do. They've already driven down the wages of our truckers. And it's a national security threat. None of them are being searched. But you don't worry, as a citizen, we're searched at random checkpoints by Homeland Security teams under the Viper squads. So, I'm not trying to say, "See, I told you so," but there they are. Teamsters union members have waged angry protests at the border and on Capitol Hill, waving signs that NAFTA kills and unsafe Mexican trucks. But more than 1,000 south of the border companies. Oh, now, first it's hundreds in the first paragraph. Then they go, "Oh, thousands." See? Thousands. And I'm sure it was going on before 6 years ago. But more than 1,000 south of the border companies are already allowed to drive cargo beyond the border zone under a long-standing exemption to the U.S. moratorium on Mexican long-haul trucking. Folks, I was in New York City a month ago, and I saw a Mexican-plated 18-wheeler driving down the highway in New York City, coming into the city. But you show that to a yuppie, they'll just look at you with dim eyes and tell you you're Al-Qaeda. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets, then we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us today on Samhain, a high satanic holy day.
Couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
By the way, Russia's trying to ban Halloween in schools and college.
We fired our cannon.
That's not going to work. That'll just make it more popular. We're going to have open phones coming up later in this hour. 1-800-259-9231. Looks like that we're lining up Miss Jackson right now for the show. We've been in contact with her. Sherry Jackson found guilty on four counts, and She wants you to write the judge. It's not going to help saying mean things. But it will help to try to educate the judge if he gets 1,000 letters to not nail this woman to a cross any more than she's already been abused. So that is coming up. All right, let me cover news. I just got into the Mexican trucks that have been here basically forever. As I told you, I mean, I just see Mexican-plated trucks everywhere, and it's an industry publication 6 years ago, and I talk about it, and I'm a conspiracy theorist. There's AP. I figured it out. If you actually read news wires and actually read industry publications and actually spend, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours a day researching issues, you're called crazy by the general public because you actually know things. We got one that can read right here. But then people all be like at the gym or at church or walking down the street and somebody will walk up to me and say, man, how about them Red Sox? Did you see that that Grand Slam or whatever? And I'm like, no, I didn't. They're like, what? You're weird. I'm sorry. Everything was milk and honey and happy days, and there wasn't a big crisis happening with foreign banks imploding us right now for total consolidation and foreign mercenary troops massing and our military being taken over and our currency being destroyed. I might know about the ballgame. All right, I'm going to stop. I just can't believe how asleep the country still is while we are living through amazing times. And all of this is a prelude. We've just gone over the edge of the slide, and we're sliding downwards now down the razor blade into the large pool of alcohol. Now, Blackwater has been given special presidential immunity. Special presidential immunity, which the scholars have looked at, legal scholars, and common sense tells you they don't really have. You can have immunity up to a certain point, but when you start murdering families, killing innocent people, when you start engaging in arms trafficking, as has been reported they've done, when you start doing all these really serious things that the troops would be held liable for, you are liable. And they say the Army can't prosecute them, civilian courts can't prosecute them, no one can prosecute Blackwater or any of the other mercenaries in Iraq. State Department under fire over reported Blackwater immunity, Associated Press. The U.S. State Department forced and faced tough questions over reports that it offered immunity to Blackwater security firm employees in the wake of a Baghdad shooting that left 17 civilians dead. And the Army who was there, and the Army Criminal Investigators Division has stated that it is criminal murder and that they are calling for criminal charges and the arrest of all these people, that they just wantonly, out of the blue, it now looks like there was a car backfire in a big traffic jam, and that Blackwater just, they're hoping it was a backfire. There's not even really a report of that. Just suddenly they got spooked and started shooting into the crowd. They didn't just kill the 17 people. They injured over 100. I mean, they were just machine-gunning crowds of people. And that will create more resistance. That will cause people who weren't going to be part of the resistance, people that weren't going to be part of the insurgency, as it's called, now they are going to be part of it. I mean, if somebody shot your mama or somebody blew your toddler in half for absolutely no reason, what are you going to do? Stop dehumanizing these Iraqis. Before 1991, they had rock and roll music on. Playboy was sold in the stores. I'm not saying that's a sign of a good society. My point is that 60% of their college graduates were women. 64% of their graduates from medical school were women. Women all over the country did not wear hoods over their heads. Westerners could fly in there no problem. It was first world. And that whole setup took place where they told their CIA operative, from an earlier, more sensible policy of stabilization, Saddam Hussein, to go ahead and attack Iran, go ahead and attack Kuwait. And when he did it, they shut him up and went in and did that. And now 17 years, almost 17 years later, it's almost 17 years, over 16, you got 3 million Iraqis that are dead. 3 million, that's an official number. 3 million gone. And the truth about the sanctions was they'd let them have dental chairs or they'd let them have medical equipment, but then they couldn't have the hoses or the motors for them. See, I looked into that. They would claim, oh, people are starving and everything's falling apart because Saddam hoards it all for himself. And they would let U.S. crews, British crews in. They'd show them whole warehouses of all the materials. They'd show the State Department letters where they could have 1,000 dental chairs, but no tubing or no wiring to work them. And they couldn't have any tools, machine tools, to build anything because it might be used in weapons production. But then they told the media here, no, Saddam's just evil. He steals it all. So now we're almost 5 years into liberation, and they have less power, more disease, cholera. More than half the children in the country have dysentery. And I've talked to troops that were over there, not just the numbers. They say big cities have just sewage flowing through the streets. There's starving families just stumbling around. It looks like Somalia. First thing liberation forces did was make the statistic keeping by the government illegal. But still, Lancet and the American Medical Journal and others have been able to get it. It's now over 1 million dead in 4 years of liberation. And meanwhile, Blackwater is immune. Blackwater is above the law, and they've been authorized to engage in domestic operations. They were involved in support to the FBI and the police when they did all their gun confiscations in New Orleans. There are 180 plus thousand mercenaries, and the government's saying they're going to use them here in the United States, including foreign mercenary countries and companies. Do you know who guards every U.S. military base, every U.S. nuclear base in the country, any base that has nukes on it? Do you know who has the contract nationwide in all our territories? Israel. One Israeli company. I mean, how is that for national security? I remember when Halliburton was given all those no-bid contracts, people said, well, at least they're an American company. They're not anymore. They're in Dubai. And it's Halliburton that is building the FEMA camps in America. And don't email me say I made that up. It's in the Houston Chronicle and other papers. Newsmax reported on it. 5 years ago, they reported on it. So we are on the edge. We are on the edge right now. Top Democratic lawmakers sent letters to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice demanding answers over reports that Blackwater, which protects U.S. diplomats in Baghdad, had been offered protection from prosecution when the State Department investigated the September 16th shootings. Now remember, Bush's granddaddy and the Warburgs and others tried to hire the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, Major General Smedley Butler, in line to be Marine Corps Commandant. And he didn't get that because he refused. They said, we want you to lead an organization of 500,000 men to overthrow the U.S. government and put in fascism, and we're teaming up with Adolf Hitler. I have the newsreels of Butler. I have the congressional hearings, McCormick-Dickstein committees. By the way, it's in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That's a few minutes of the two-hour, 20-minute film. What do you think Blackwater could be used for, any of these other private merc armies? What do you think? Who do you think they owe allegiance to? Do you know what Blackwater means? I just learned what it meant. I thought it was a joke, meaning they were sewer water. That's what. No, it's a Japanese term for what they did in South Korea and China and North Korea at the time and other places. They would put in their mercenaries in plain clothes before they would then take over, and they'd carry out assassinations against the whole government and overthrow it that way for the Japanese military to come in. And that's what they follow, a weird slash infiltrator slash samurai slash ninja code. And that's what Mr. Prince, the owner of Blackwater, modeled it after. I don't know, that's what the name means. It means infiltrating mercenaries, overthrowing your country. Boy, I feel good when I learned that. I was told that, and I believe the guy, but I went and looked it up, and sure enough, it was true. Oh, and they've got immunity. They've got immunity. They're literally the Praetorian Guard, Caesar's Praetorian. According to the Washington Post, Federal Bureau of Investigation agents who took over the investigation, by the way, they've had to get special bodyguards themselves because of threats. The FBI has. According to the Washington Post, Federal Bureau of Investigation agents who took over the investigation of the shootings are barred from using any information obtained in the State Department probe. The rash grant of immunity was an egregious misjudgment, Henry Waxman, the chairman of the House of Representatives Oversight and Government Committee, wrote to Rice. It raises serious questions about who conferred the immunity, who approved it to the State Department, and what their motives were, Waxman said, urging the department to answer his questions and provide any documents related to the report of immunity deal by Friday. But it gets worse than that. We have Cheney claiming total immunity, even outside of executive rules that he wrote, and that he is, quote, a creature outside of government. A creature. I guess meaning a some sort of corporate entity. That's the terms they use. You know, a corporation is a person. It has a life. It does not die unless terminated or dissolved. Look into corporate law. Cheney just announces what they did after the Civil War when they set up the District of Columbia. He just says, hey, I got my own corporation. Go read what he said. I'm running my own thing. Yeah, and buying a $60 million house in Dubai and dumping your dollars last year, you punk. These guys wrap themselves in the flag all day long. They could care less about this country. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, George Bush, any and all of them. By the way, I have an article here. I don't have it in order. Let me try to dig it out. I've got a story here about how Hillary's raised double the money of all the Democrats combined. She's raised more money than all the Republicans combined. And now the majority of defense contractor donations are going to guess who? Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's here in my stack. Let me actually dig that out because it is very, very important. Hillary is the chosen one. Hillary. Here it is. London Independent. Weapons industry dumps Republicans back Hillary. Folks, when I learned 5 years ago that she was having 4 hour a week long dinners at the private penthouse of Rupert Murdoch in secret, being delivered via the underground garage, and that Roger Ailes was going to advise secretly her whole campaign. That's the discoverer of Rush Limbaugh, folks, the head of Fox News. When I discovered, and now it's been in the news that he runs all these big fundraisers for, and I've had neocons on the show, I've been on their shows, I've talked to them, and they'll just giggle and say it's not true. How dare you just sit there and smile and giggle and smirk when they're getting ready to put Hillary Clinton in? It's not funny. How dare Free Republic cover this up? How dare Michelle Malkin cover this up? They're all phonies. They're to neutralize conservatives until it's too late. As bad as George Bush has been, I can't even imagine Hillary Clinton because she's formidable, she's intelligent, she's wicked, she's fooled many liberals. And she is cold-blooded, and she wants absolute dictatorship, and Bush is going to hand her all these new powers when he leaves office. She's going to do a flanking maneuver like Clinton did, like Bush did for Clinton, blocking Dan Burton's committee with the pardon gate of Chinese generals and, you know, payoffs to them and cocaine dealers being pardoned. They've always been in business together. They've been in business since MENA, and you cannot get a Rush Limbaugh, Neil Bortz head to talk about it. I mean, the Federal Reserve is private, and I've heard Neil Bortz say it's not, and he isn't going to talk about it. They know. Neil Bortz knows that. They made cold-blooded decisions to work with these people and to be in powerful positions, and then they're scared, too. And they decided to, and if Rush Limbaugh didn't toe the line, he'd be busted for Oxycontin so fast, hillbilly heroin and make your head spin. But we have to know as a country that these phony conservative blogs and websites are frauds. And many of them have been caught being on White House payroll or under other federal agency fake news purchase. I mean, you know what? I've become so jaded and so conditioned to all of this that I spent 10 minutes on one show Sunday, the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., talking about FEMA having a fake news conference. And they wouldn't let the media in. They made them sit off-site on telephones listening but couldn't ask questions, and they had over 100 FEMA employees put on suits and hold notepads and as actors, and told them beforehand how to stand there and act like reporters so they could put out a bunch of bull and say half the houses had burned had and they were doing a great job. It just shows how they're fake. FEMA could take over every radio and TV station in this country, except for micro FMs. That's why they're so important. Even if you don't have a feed for them, have the tapes of the shows and information, and maybe if you're not even on the air with a, quote, pirate micro FM, I say that so folks know what I'm talking about, have 100 water ready on the antenna, tested. They go to martial law. I'm telling you, that's what stopped the Ruskies in many areas of Eastern Europe. It's what stopped a lot of their activities in Latin America. We need to use that right here in defense of this republic, because people will be listening once we're under martial law. But that's what FEMA's ready for. Total fake newscast to take over every transmission, you name it. All right, we're going to come back, and I'm going to continue. We'll take your calls in the second hour. We're working on getting Sherry Jackson on the air with us, convicted 4 counts of willful failure to file with the private Federal Reserve.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidusia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well.
from the land of the Pima Indians, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Iowa's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Iowa's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Iowa volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over, and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian, Ira Hayes.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian.
All right, let's get into the news here. I'm going to come back, take calls, and then get more into what I'm about to just shotgun over. Dollar likely to drop no matter what Fed does, and analysts ponder the U.S. Federal Reserve's next move on interest rates. That'll be today. Currency investors ponder the likely market reaction, and the consensus for both is that it's a matter of degree, not direction. It's going to continue sliding downwards no matter what they do because they designed it from the beginning. And again, they're just positioning themselves now for a slow, gradual drift into depression. So you don't freak out too bad, and you say you still love the government and love your leaders. Meanwhile, they're spewing all sorts of propaganda about economy strength, raises doubts about interest rate cut. Oil jumps above $93 on surprise inventory decline. That's right. It's going up not because the dollar's devalued. It's going up because there's not enough of it. Oh, boy. It's just amazing. So we'll be breaking down a lot of that. Google stocks goes above $700 a share. The company is now worth $218-something billion. So even with a overvalued stock market with confetti dollars, that still is quite a growth right there. Absolutely amazing. That's some of what we're going to be going over. Also, Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, they have been looking at his numbers, the big booking houses, and are finding that he's got more and more of a chance to win. We'll be going over that. Got a bunch of audio clips I haven't played yet. The UN Director General says food riots would not be a surprise this year and next year. We will go over all of that as well after we take calls coming up in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention it this hour. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement is out, available at PrisonPlanet.tv in incredible high quality. Folks, see it in high quality. See it at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you haven't gotten your monthly membership, get a trial membership for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month at PrisonPlanet.tv, or get DVDs at Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.